thought you said they made these clothes to fit.
No, only said the machinist did alterations to make them fit a bit better.
Alterations? They can alter a tarpaulin to fit a haystack.
But they ain't aiming to make the blokes fancier.
I should hope not. Can't be one under the age of 60.
Oh, come on, Vera. They isn't quite that bad. Poor old things. Anyway, how's the headache?
Bit better, I think. Or maybe I'm getting used to it.
I thought it'd kill me when I got it first. Terrible it was. Walking round and round that blending house for 8 hours, picking and packing the cordite. Smelly, horrible stuff. Took a month before it began to wear off.
By the way, what's your old man doing now?
Been moved up to the mill, making the picric powder. Gone as yellow as a bleeding canary, he has.
Blimey, Agnes. Hope it don't rub off.
Vera.
Hey, did you hear about Molly's night shift getting caught taking a kip on the cordite trays?
When?
A couple of nights ago. They come back from their tea break and posted that new girl on lookout. She was in the cubbyhole where they leave their shoes. Supposed to be keeping an ear open for the foreman.
What happened?
She falls asleep. The foreman arrives and finds the rest of them dead to the world on the cordite trays. Hell to pay.
They'll cop it. Court martial, I wouldn't be surprised.
Court martial? Blooming heck. You never got court martialed.
No. But I got caught whistling in the blending house once.
You were done for whistling?
Yeah. Suppose they think you can't whistle and work at the same time. I'd have thought they'd want you to keep your spirits up. After all, there is a war on.
Speaking of which, perhaps we'd better get this cordite a bit nearer the front.